Hokel Zoo's Suzanne Scraggin is coordinator for Frogwatch USA in Utah. She teaches volunteers how to identify frogs and toads.
The spadefoot toad, the Great Basin spadefoot, it sounds like someone with squeaky shoes walking down a linoleum hallway. It's kind of a meep, 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 meep. It should really be called Frog Listen, because the protocol for collecting data is you go out after sunset and you listen for 3 minutes, and then you just write down which species you heard.
Frogs and other amphibians give us important information about the health of our environment. Frogwatch says about one-third of the world's amphibians are facing extinction, the largest mass extinction event since the dinosaurs. Scraggin thinks more people would be listening for amphibians if they were encountering them more. But Utah is just 2% wetlands, and so finding frogs and toads in their natural habitat is harder.
Citizen science is important because scientists can't be everywhere all the time. Utah Department of Natural Resources has a finite amount of people that they can send out to figure out where the amphibians are living and what they're doing.
Utah volunteers learn 8 distinct amphibian calls and log their findings in the national database built by more than 125 Frogwatch chapters. But for Scraggin, it's just fun to learn more about what's around us, like the boreal toad that sounds a lot like tiny turkeys.
I think they're great. They have a lot of charisma for such a little animal.
State biologists and Frogwatch have a smartphone app, Amphibians of Utah, to identify frogs and toads and pinpoint their locations. Frog and toad sounds can also be found on the Hokel Zoo webpage. Judy Fays, KUER News.